This is Due by Friday, the weekly challenge podcast from Merlin Mann, Alex Cox, and Max Temkin. This week's challenge, send your co-host something weird from Amazon. Ooh, got some LaCroix going?
No, LaCroix is so expensive. Oh my goodness, that's a costly bevy.
I always feel like I'm embezzling from the company when I basically I open a Diet Coke before I leave the office and take two sips and then get in my car.
Ma'am, I'm going to need to search the purse of this particular individual.
Sorry, Max.
Alex, have you ever had any training regarding time theft? When I worked at Radio Shack there, I had to watch a series of videos about something called time theft.
That sounds like a Terry Gilliam movie.
Yeah, it sounds like some sort of like something out of a RoboCop where you like go back in time and like steal your manager's wallet. But it's actually just when you're at work and you use the time that you're being paid at work to do something that's not actually work. And I feel that there's a lot of time theft happening in this building under my very nose.
Oh my God! Do you see that happening a lot, Max? You see people doing personal things or trying to do online shopping. What are people doing?
Well, see, the thing is, Roland, that's my time. I've paid for it.
Oh, no argument here.
What I see a lot of long bathroom breaks.
Mr. Hand. You're on my time now.
That's correct. I see a lot of idle chatter. I'm not paying people for idle chatter.
No.
I mean, what is this podcast? We're doing this in the middle of the day.
You want to see every nickel of that budget. You want to see it on the card. Put it on the card. Don't leave anything. Don't leave anything on the desk. And if you're in there, you're going and you're urinating more than a couple times a day. That's time theft.
Well, because not only is it the time urinating, it's the drinks that cause the urination. Who's paying for those?
Oh, Hakuna Matata.
I'm taking it on both ends of the candle. Is that it?
Yeah. I spent 20 whole minutes petting a dog on Wednesday. That's just a sunk cost.
I would love to see you produce a high-quality video called Both Ends of the Candle, Stop Stealing My Time. And that would be... Like when I was at McDonald's, they'd have these videos we'd have to watch back in the break room to teach us about quality, service, and value. And I think you should do that. I think you should walk your people through that. That should be a kind of just a training that everybody has to get through.
I agree. I mean, I think that's what's holding us back right now is the amount of time being stolen.
Merlin, would you like to explain the challenge you gave us for this week?
Yeah, I originally posed this challenge in much less difficult times. And so I realized that a lot of what we were talking about doing initially involved media, like watch this TV show, read this comic book, et cetera, watch this, you know, Steve Jobs thing, whatever. And I thought it'd be fun to do some that are a little more experiential. There's still a lot in the spreadsheet that we have to look forward to. And I thought just one, I kind of off the top of my head was the original challenge was, and I imagine we've all massaged this a little bit. The original challenge was go on to Amazon and find the weirdest thing that you can have delivered to somebody for less than $20. And I broke every single one of those. I spent more than that. It is not interesting. And I only did it at the last minute. It's been a trying time, Alex. It's been difficult.
I had sent some things and then canceled them and then sent other things. And this was weird. Also... Oh, boy. So I propose that should we go one at a time and open each of our packages?
Sure. We could do a little round robin style.
Oh, like
I'll
Christmas.
Say, I just want to set up beforehand, before we get too far into this. So here's the situation. We took a week off because we were too sad about the election. And I just want to say for the record that I sent Merlin's gifts before the election and I sent Alex's gifts after. And they do have a different emotional tone. They have a slightly different emotional sort of valence to the gifts I sent to Merlin before the election and the gifts I sent to Alex after the election.
Oh, super interesting. Well, I have two opening remarks to make, just to clarify. First of all, I ate the booger on this one. This is not peak Merlin in terms of my ability to be creative with these things. So anyway, I don't want to drag the show down with that, but yours are not as creative as I would normally be. I was feeling hurt inside and I wanted to give you delightful things. Part two, this is going to be fucking super interesting because what emerged as part of the challenge was eventually we said, hey, when you get these, don't open them because we're going to open them on air. Now here's the thing. Anything that I've gotten that I could not be sure was something for me that I ordered. I have not opened.
Okay, I'm going to take credit for anything that you've received.
I got a really weird one yesterday. I'm not sure I'm even ready to talk about it. And I don't know if it's from you guys, and I might have to talk about it off air. I hope it's from you, Alex. I hope it's from you.
I think it's from me.
Oh my God, you're so mean. Do you know how vulnerable I am right now?
Oh, I don't know.
What is it? All right, you start. Yeah. Merlin, what was it? What did you get?
No way. No, I don't want to. I don't want to encourage strangers to do this. We'll save it for later.
Okay. All right.
I accidentally opened it because I thought, oh, this is well past the window. No way did these guys send it. Yeah, so we're going to talk about that later. But oh, it's a dinger. Who wants to start? So I want to talk about what I've got here. I've got this strange package I received yesterday that I'm kind of sad about. I've got a very large thing that looks like it might be a painting. I got a large thing in a box that's a fairly thin box. It's about 4 feet high and about 3 feet wide. I've got that. I've got something that looks like it might be a live animal with holes in the box. Mm-hmm. And then I've got...
That one you just kept in the box, huh?
It wasn't time for the show yet.
Okay.
One thing that's troubling about it is someone has written in... It's from Nature's Good Guys. And somebody has written in Sharpie on the front, LIVES.
Okay. So someone decided you just kept that one in the package, huh?
It wasn't time for the show yet.
Okay. Well, why don't we start with that one?
And then I got another box here. But see, did you use a secret code? Because I didn't see DBF on any of these. Was that just for Alex's?
I didn't. I wasn't that smart. I just sent some
stuff. Okay, I already think we need a do-over for this. Is this going to make me sad?
No,
it
depends. At this point, it's sort of a Schrodinger's gift because it could make it could be funny or it could make you sad. Let's open it up and see what happens once you do that.
Okay, it's a box. Holy shit, it's a box with holes in it. Oh my fucking God. That should have occurred to me. You know what? I don't
Fingers
get that many
crossed.
Boxes. I'm using an X-Acto. I'm using a small X-Acto knife. I'm being careful not to cut the puppy.
Okay.
I'm gently opening. This is a box that is about 6 inches wide, about 8 inches high, and about 3 to 4 inches deep, and it has holes in it. I'm opening the box. Is this good? Shall I open it?
Yes, please.
Doesn't matter at this point, probably. Oh, my God. What? Oh my God. Oh my God, Max. It's an envelope full of live ladybugs.
It's 1,500 live ladybugs from the Good Bugs Company.
Oh my God, they're just walking around in there. Like, what's going on? Oh my God, and what is it that's in here with them? Is it some kind of, are they eating what's in here? Oh my God, Max, this is really disturbing. This is Eldritch.
Now, I don't know that.
And it's got a cute ladybug with the icon is a ladybug. It looks kind of like a turtle holding a pitchfork and a shovel. And then it says there's 1,500 ladybugs in my office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh,
now,
my God.
I don't know if you guys are aware of the sort of live and frozen bug marketplace on Amazon, but you have a wide variety of options. I did consider sending you 5,000 baby grasshoppers, but that was over our price limit. So I limited it to the 1,500 live ladybugs kit.
What do I have to find homes for all of them?
Well, that's up to you. Now,
oh God, it's got documentation.
Well, yeah, you got to read. Now, listen, you got to read the instructions, Marlon.
Oh my
Marlon.
God, don't set them free. What do I do?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's just a household pet for you and your whole family to enjoy.
Oh my God, thank you, Max.
Yeah,
this could be a good cat toy.
Now they are. They're the. I do want to say. So the price for this item was $6.25. Now, if someone wants to figure out the cost per ladybug, the CPLB, it's very low. It's a very high value, and it is the number one bestseller in beneficial pest control insects on Amazon.
That's what you call a four quadrant challenge.
Yeah. Now it does have a guaranteed live delivery promise. So let me know.
Oh no, they're milling around. It is like something from a nightmare. It's kind of like a mesh. Obviously, I'll have to take a photo of this and share it with you. No, for about maybe 2 weeks now, I've had 1,500 ladybugs living in my house, in my bedroom.
Well, at this point,
where I sleep, where my children play with their toys.
At this point, you've been living in their house. I mean, they outnumber you.
Oh. Oh my goodness. They seem a little nervous. They seem a little agitated. Mm-hmm.
So, Merlin, just so you know, ladybugs are general predators. They feed on a variety of slow-moving insects, including aphids, moth eggs, mites, scales, thrips, leafhoppers, mealybugs. cinch bugs, asparagus beetle larvae, whitefly, and others. It does specify that they are good bugs and they're great for kids' birthday parties and school projects.
What would that school project be? Let's keep these alive as long as possible.
Eldritch horror.
Here's a box with 1,500 ladybugs in it.
Surprise. Well, I'm sending this to you. I hope this comes through as a live photo so you can see them wiggling.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much, Max. This is really...
You're welcome. I saw those.
I think you've already won.
I saw those and I thought, boy, Merlin would like that.
Well, let's stop the episode now. Because mine are not as interesting as 1,500 ladybugs.
I have to say, I
you want to talk about the Electoral College?
Let's just tell everyone to watch the Gray videos. They're quite good. And oh, the pictures come in. I know our listeners love when we talk about the pictures we send each other.
When we describe things we can see on our phones. It's like reading a comic to someone. It's like, and then in the next panel, Garfield eats the lasagna.
Andy Cap totally hits his wife. Then he lays on the couch sideways.
I'm so glad that this happened to you. We've discussed this, I believe, off air.
Oh, look at that! Look at that live photo go.
Let me do a better one because I did a little pull away there. I'll do a better one.
It's really teeming with ladybugs in there.
Eldritch horror.
Oh, Merlin, look at that! There's instructions that cover outdoor hatching.
Oh God, they're breeding in there. I bet there's going to be more.
It's a whole civilization. It's a ladybug civilization, and Merlin is their god. They imprint on the first person they see, and they. Worship them and
that's,
do their bidding.
It's day one Conrad Lawrence. Mm-hmm. They're going to follow me around. 1,500 ladybugs. Oh my God, I'm the new Ant-Man. I can compel them to go out and do my bidding. Go and find the Hulk at the circus. Jiminy Christmas. Let me send you a better one.
Oh. All right. Should I do one of these?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. I'm going to do one of these Amazon Prime Now bags.
Let's do what Merlin sent you.
Do they go together? Well, I'll just open up one and then we'll see what happens. Okay.
So I've been in a really vulnerable place, Max.
This is from yesterday. Okay, we've got a Buncho balloons. Fill in the water. Oh my God. It's 100 water balloons in 60 seconds.
You attach it to a hose or your sink.
How could that be possible?
It's literally the greatest thing in the world. Now, what you're going to want to do you have a sous vide bucket?
Yes.
Or similar?
Yes.
You're the one who turned me on to that. Yes. God damn it. That was you, goddamn Max.
Can you just turn me on? Merlin explained me the sous vide.
You turned me. You know what I did? I Merlin mansplained. Here's what you're gonna want to do. You get it under a sink. You get it under a hose.
Oh my God. Okay, let me describe this. It's a pod. It's a sort of insectoid pod of little party
Eldritch
balloons.
Horror.
They're green, and each balloon is rubber banded to an individual little plastic straw. It's 100 balloons, and they're each individually rubber banded to a tiny plastic straw. And at the end of the straw, hang on, I'm going to open this so I can.
You get a hose dingus.
Yeah, it connects to a hose. And what I assume what happens is the hose fills it with water, and the water goes through the straws and fills every single individual discrete balloon. And then you just sort of slide them off, and the rubber band closes and seals
them up. Oh, this is, you're just not even going to believe how satisfying this is. First of all, this is the kind of thing that probably makes Al Gore cry. Everything about this is bad for the environment. So you get a bunch of rubber balloons held on with little rubber bands. There's 30 plastic tubes leading to another piece of plastic. You fill them with water and you throw it, and the balloons are in the biosphere. But here's the beauty part. You do it in your sous vide dingus. You fill that thing up and wait as long as you can. Don't do a manual. Just wait, because then guess what happens? Plup, plup. Plup, plup, plup. When they're full enough, they drop themselves off.
Oh my God.
They drop themselves off. And in less than a minute, you have dozens of water balloons.
Do you ever look at the toys that kids have today and think about how fucking incredible it must be to be a kid now?
Oh my God.
This technology, I mean, I'm not like that. I'm like 30, but like this technology did not, there simply was nothing like this when I was a kid.
Yeah, and it's the kind of thing where you're like, I can't believe how much bullshit I have to watch on Shark Tank, and I never get to see something like this, you know? Oh, here's an idea. It's going to be, my idea is I tell you how to set up a lemonade stand. No, but in this case, Jiminy, wouldn't you have killed for this when you were a kid?
It's an incredible, I mean, so honestly, like, how much when you're a kid and it's hot out? Now, it is the almost, the dead of winter in Chicago, so it may be a while before we use these.
Becomes a little more aggressive when they're frozen, I guess.
Yeah, now... it is the biggest barrier. I mean, having a water balloon fight is like you live for that as a kid, but it's what a pain in the ass to make them. This is a really incredible technology. All right, let me finish out this box here. So I have a set of Uno with customizable wild cards. It's Get Wild for Uno.
I know how you enjoy card games.
I do. I haven't played Uno in a long time. I bet I'd be good.
Now you
at
can
it
write
now.
Whatever you want on those cards, and the other person has to do it. That's the first rule of Uno.
Okay, I'm going to put a lot of household chores on there, like empty the dishwasher. I have a pack of 75 count long lasting mint Dentec Fresh Clean floss picks. Now, is this your brand of floss pick?
I'll be honest with you. That's definitely my go-to. That's my go-to disposable.
Okay.
I also bought a set of, for $21 one time, I bought a set of official dental tools, which you're not supposed to use. I think technically you're supposed to get a license and there's a 3-day waiting period. You get those guys and you're going to be putting a very sharp hook into your teeth. And the thing is you can't go back. I mean, it's the crystal meth of dental hygiene.
Do you go to the dentist and it's like you've been working on your own car and the mechanic's like, what have you done here?
You stripped a couple bolts here. But you know that feeling when you haven't gone to the dentist for 10 years and you sit there and then they get the gunk off the back of your front bottom teeth and you hear click, plip, click, because they're getting those giant pieces off and suddenly you can feel your teeth again? You get to do that at home while you're watching Westworld.
Listen. What is the process? Do you clean them afterwards? Do you have sanitizing products? This, I'm so upset.
You put them in the autoclave and you heat them to 500 degrees and then you take them out and they're clean.
Do you have like a UV device?
Or you just keep it in the little bowl where you put your keys and then just use it when you feel like it. So here's what I do. I'll start with a brush. I'll start with a good brush. I've got I've got one of those vibrating toothbrushes.
Oh,
called Sonicare.
My friend, you've got the exact opposite order.
Huh? Oh, No. This is like a Jewish hand wash. I wash my hands before and after.
Oh, okay.
I pee, right.
All right. I comment rescinded. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay. Mazel tov. So first I go in and I brush. Then, very important, you swish with lots of hydrogen peroxide. Everybody should have hydrogen peroxide.
Clean your workspace. Clean your workspace. Rule number one of shop class.
You got to work clean. Have your sleeves up like this. And so then you go and you sit and you watch Westworld and you pick your teeth for an hour and it goes click, tick, pop. That's really a nice feeling. And you want to be
are
careful because that the hook is,
when you do this?
The hook is extremely sharp.
Are you sitting there with your wife, daughter, and cat and
just going to town?
They don't say anything. Now, while I'm talking here, you know what, Max? Right now, I'm gonna go to Amazon Prime right now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see if they will do the $21 dental set.
Oh, my God.
And I'll send it to you.
I'm at the point, I'm at the critical threshold of... I have accidentally not gone to the dentist for too long. Like, I think it's been like, it's coming up on like a year and a half.
Oh, no.
It's really bad. I've just been traveling.
That's
and
nothing.
Like, and I think
nothing about
it every, you know, once a week. I'm like, ooh, I better go to the dentist. I don't have any reason. Like, I'm not in any pain or anything. Like, I just, it's like one of those things of like, I am long overdue. I really need to go to the dentist. But now the longer I wait, the scarier it gets because I know they're going to find something and I'm going to get yelled at by the dental hygienist.
Oh, and they're going to give you the handout on heart disease. Wow, did you know that? Now, Alex, it sounds to me like you go to the dentist often.
Oh, yes, of course. Every 6 months, and every time I'm told that my jaw bones are eroding because I clench my jaw too often.
Ooh, I clench and grind. Is that bad?
Yep. You probably have a TMJ issue, and they're going to be like, oh, man, you really need
that. Was that the turtles that...
Yeah, right. The TMJ. Yeah, no ball gags for you. You don't want that. That's no good. You want your jaw to be working right. That's not good.
Yeah, and every year they're like, "Hey, you want to have surgery?" And I'm like, no, I don't.
Hey, my dentist. Have I talked about this here? I forget. But my dentist is a very, very garrulous man, and he does this Ludovico technique where you sit in his chair and then you have a video monitor right in front of your. Have I told you about this? You have a video monitor in front of your face, which is nominally there so kids can watch Mulan when they're getting their teeth smashed. But that's not what he shows for the grown-ups. For the grown-ups, he shows a canny mix of photos of things he built out of wood, including his MAME machine. He shows you videos, he shows you images, poorly like snapshot with the flash on, of furniture he's made, mixed with cartoons about dentistry that he regards as funny. I can't listen to Beethoven anymore.
Last Last item in this box is a Amazon Basics pack of three ultra-thick microfiber cleaning cloths. Now, tell me about this. What do I?
That's funny how.
Do you think Max is very unclean? What's happening?
The boyfriend that my now wife had, her penultimate boyfriend, she went to Christmas at their house. And for Christmas, the boyfriend's mother gave her towels and soap.
What do you do with a microfiber cloth? I don't own this.
So here's what you do. Hold up your iPhone and go,
okay,
and then give it a rub with the microfiber. And it glistens. It's gorgeous.
Okay, I have the piano black, so this is real. Oh my god!
Well, actually, it's a jet black.
Oh, the jet black. I have the jet black, so this is really gonna do a job here.
Why is your mute switch orange?
Wow, I have scratched the bejesus out of this phone.
I had to put a case on because my jet black phone is just a disaster.
It's developing a lovely patina.
Thank you, Merlin. This is very helpful. I try to live a good sustainable lifestyle, but I'm a big proponent of the single use floss pick. I know it's bad. I know it's bad, but I use it and I use them. And I'll do two. I'll do one for the upper teeth and one for the lower teeth.
Oh, treat yourself. You do not want to be used. No, I do two or three because I know the floss is going to break. If I'm not bleeding, I'm not leading. You can just use that.
You really get. I mean, that's the thing with the floss pick.
I really get it.
I mean, you really can work. You can really.
If you're
do
not
some
hearing like
there.
A knock 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 sound when you're knocking the plaque away, you're not really in there. You're just. You want to. It should hurt. And it should produce flex. If it's not producing flex, you're not getting in there.
I feel that you should be slightly scared when you go to spit afterwards.
Oh, and you should be able to smell your own breath too, and it should be nasty. That means you're unseating a lot of the nested plaque and the super plaque. And once you get that away, that's when that little smell comes out, mm-hmm. that bad breath smell, that means it's working.
That's a very upsetting smell. But now I'll say that I have no brand allegiance to the single-use floss pick, so I'm going to regard this as an official Merlin Mann endorsed brand. So this is the Dentec long-lasting mint advanced fluoride coating single-use floss pick, and I will enjoy these.
This is some great content. If you go look at Dental Set on Amazon, it really just looks
Dental
like
Set.
it just looks like an intro kit for serial killers. Oh god!
It's like when the guy is trying out for the animal control job, and he's like, "Well, I have access to the spay and neutering tools, and is there a lock on the door?" Here's the one you want. I got this July 13th. Don't be creepy. Dentist prepared tools kit. Dental tools. Dental pick. Oh, come on, SEO. Yeah, but this is the one. It was. It's made by Smile Dent Pro. And oh no, it's $11.97, and it comes in a carrying case. You get a little mirror. You get taunt. This is so serial killer looking. It's number one bestseller in gum stimulators.
Oh.
You get a scoop. You get hooks.
That's so cool.
Okay, buying these for you right now.
All right, I'm going to open Merlin's package now. God, what a satisfying sound. Jeez, what's happening? Okay, well, I don't know what this is. All right, so this seems to be a Sweet and Treat sticker pad. Frost and decorate over 100 delectable goodies with 500. Oh, are these edible stickers?
Everything's edible if you're hungry.
I mean, yeah. How determined are you?
No, these are edible stickers. Yeah.
I wanted to give you something that would let you be creative, access your creative self.
Eating flavored paper seems mm-hmm. like the logical move of where Alex's sort of dietary habits will go.
Until they make unflavored paper.
Yeah.
That would be the real dream scenario. This is too spicy.
Is this because you saw me eating paper on the internet?
Oh, that was funny. Yeah. That was funny. Was that a Periscope or a Vine? What was that?
That was a Vine. Poor,
that was nice.
Poor Vine. All right. Well, I'm gonna eat one of these.
There should be other things.
Oh. Okay.
We Merlin, we have multiple bags from you, so I just opened one of the bags.
Oh, look at this. This is Harry Potter removable and repositable stickers. Ooh, wall decal. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, you can put them in your room.
Oh, oh, my goodness.
It's got Ginny.
This is going to scare the shit out of my cats. I'm so excited. Oh, look at Hermione. Oh, this is so delightful. I got the fun gifts. You gave Max...
you say that now, but wait till my water balloons come raining down on you.
Wait till
his dark and bespoke Uno cards. You have to talk like Charlton Heston all day.
Water balloon city.
Mm. Oh, and so a Moleskine sketchbook.
Moleskine calzone.
Did you know Ernest Hemingway used...
Oh, that's the notebook of Hemingway and Chatwin.
Yeah,
did you know that?
I think so. I think so. And God, I love these pens. Thank you.
That's my go-to pens. I thought you might like having my go-to pens. I love those.
I do. I've been looking for a new pen because, as people may know, I've been a little bit obsessed with my dongles and my just the products in my life that have no meaning whatsoever. But, look at this.
What is that? The Micron series?
Yeah, I'm scribbling
those
now.
Good, those are good
you
pens.
You got some manga pens, and I think there might be a brush pen in there, too.
Oh, yes.
Now, Alex, here's my question. The next time you write something in that in the Moleskine, is it really going to be good enough to write down in the Moleskine?
I don't know.
I mean, there's only so many pages in that thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Better not write
you know
it
what,
down.
You know what to write on the first page, right?
What you want to do is hold it in your head and decide later whether it's worth writing down in the Moleskine.
Do I deserve this idea? Every notebook I have, the first page has written in neat block letters. The first page is profound.
You know what I did, Merlin? I believe you put that on the internet one time, and I printed it out.
Oh my God, I love you so much.
So weird.
Can I have one of the edible stickers?
Yeah. Here's an edible sticker.
Okay,
here's
this
some,
is a.
I mean, is it sticker flavored?
Is it really edible?
We're gonna find out.
Okay, I'm gonna eat this. It is a pink sticker with an imprint of frosting on it.
This has.
If I smell it, it does not have any scent to it.
You guys are nuts.
This is not edible.
That is just a sticker. Where did you get the idea that was edible?
It looks like food.
Okay.
That is. I just have a sticker on my mouth right now. Also, I don't think that adhesive can be very good for us.
By the way, ladybugs are doing fine. They seem happy to be out of the box.
All right. I have swallowed the sticker.
All right, you ate it?
Yeah, well...
It's going to stay in your stomach for 7 years. That's almost the whole Trump presidency.
You're going to be picking stickers out of your teeth with that dental tool I'm buying.
So but
that's
why
how you know,
say...
Alex, when you poop a sticker, that's when Trump is almost out of office.
Oh, I see. Okay, here's why I got confused. When it says to decorate the cupcakes, it means the pictures of the cupcakes that are included in the not actual cupcakes. Okay,
oh,
well, I mean, it wasn't bad. It kind of had. Oh, there's candy canes.
It was bad.
maybe I'm gonna have one more. Let me try a candy cane. Maybe.
Okay, just to be sure.
Yeah.
Have one more.
Alex.
Can people hear that? That's
is
adhesive.
Alex, have you ever explored pica behavior? Do you eat unusual things often? Are you aware of pica behavior?
Yes, and I do not have that.
Okay.
I hope not.
Like some people like to eat dirt and clay.
Ice cubes.
No. Some people can't stop eating fingernails.
Ice cubes is the ice cubes and cigarette butts from ashtrays are the big ones that I've known people who have eaten that compulsively.
Are those really comparable, Max?
It's your body's, when you're low on iron, it's your body's instinct to eat dirt, and that can take a lot of different forms. But I knew, it's all women that I know who have had this, because iron deficiency is more common in women. And
so interesting. It happens in 100 years of solitude. Also, you get Kathy Geist sheets, a Matchbox car. Totally normal.
I know many women who have, not many, I know like two or three women in my life who have, at different times in their life, have become obsessed with eating ice cubes, and they didn't. Because it's like a kind of a weird psychological disorder, you rationalize it away and you're like, yeah, I just was eating ice cubes like every waking minute, but I just assumed I was really into ice cubes. And, you know, I didn't question it. I just had ice cubes with me all the time.
Oh, that's fascinating.
I might need to borrow one of my Max's toothpicks because I definitely have some adhesive stuck in my teeth. but these brush pens are great. Look at this.
See, this is like a whole product ecosystem, right? It's like for you have the laptop and the dongle. It's the problem and the solution, all sold by one company for our convenience.
Mm-hmm.
Let me pass you a... that is minty.
It's flavored.
And you know, it's up to you all, but it's okay if you guys want to trade and share. That's part of the spirit of challenge.
Well, I regurgitated a sticker, and now I'm giving Alex a Dentec, a fresh, clean, long-lasting mint single-use floss stick.
I really hope people can hear this.
This is very upsetting audio. Merlin, what's your next gift that you have?
Well, should I open? See, I don't know if these are from you. Did one of you send me a big thing?
I don't know. That could be.
I don't know how big. I did not check the dimensions of it.
It'll be funny either way.
Okay, I reserve the right to cut all of this out if it's something upsetting.
All right. Mine is upsetting, probably.
Well, if it's what I think it is, it was pretty fucking upsetting.
What did you?
Very vulnerable right now.
I thought it was useful.
Oh my god. Okay, I'm using my X-Acto knife. I'm cutting the box. I'm cutting. All right. Okay, sorry, let me get near the mic here. I could use a sticker right now. I'm opening it up. Ooh. Whoa. What? Is this from you guys? Oh my god, is this from you guys? I got a life-size stand-up army soldier?
Oh, that was from me. Merlin, that's
Oh my god, thank you, Max. This guy's so handsome.
You're welcome. That's so you can remember our troops.
Oh my god, thank you for your service. Oh, this is okay, so this is tricky. This is how they get you. It's folded up. But you know the thing is, I don't want to say anything controversial, but so it's a, you know, I have a Black Widow of this. I have a stand-up Black Widow Scarlett Johansson like this. And I think these guys might want to kiss. Except that he looks a little bit like a stripper soldier. You know what I mean? Like somebody shows up at the bachelorette party with a boombox. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's got a big gun.
I just thought that's a friend for you to keep in your office so that you can remember the sacrifice of our troops.
I'm proud to be an American where I got my stand-up man.
Oh my god, thank you. Oh, this is incredible. I made my ladybugs can perch. My ladybugs can alight on the soldier. Why are we here? Why are we here? We've been in a box and now we're in an office. Why are we here?
Oh.
All right. Let's see what do I got here. Should I do this other? Well, no, I'll do a box here.
Yeah, that's
I'm gonna do an Amazon Prime Now box. Okay. What do we got going on here?
Proud to be an American.
Okay, I'm through. The first firewall is down. Okay, packing. Oh, what a package! Okay, I've got a Scrub Daddy. Now I believe I've seen this on the Shark Tank.
Oh yes,
as seen on Shark Tank, the one with the little smile.
Yes.
Tell me about the Scrub Daddy. I mean, first of all, Alex, I feel that this is appropriating the word daddy. Using the word daddy is very appropriative.
Well, initially I was going to send you a scrub mommy, but now we live in a world where I feel like daddy is just more appropriate.
Okay, so let me describe it. It's a yellow puck about the size of a hockey puck, and it's a sort of a rigid, porous foam, and you can scour a pan with the whole thing. Or, now here's how they show you using it, is you can hold it in its eyes. So you take your two fingers and you put it through the eye holes, and then there's a little smiley face hole, and you can take a spoon and you can insert the spoon in the smiley face mouth hole, and it cleans both sides of the spoon. So you just sort of slide it in its mouth like, and you just sort of blast that spoon in and out, and it cleans the spoon.
This is my favorite Shark Tank product, and I swear to we Merlin and I did not coordinate our gifts to make you more clean.
More than the Lobster Brothers, mm-hmm. More than the cupcake in a jar.
Oh. Have you had that? That is a disgusting. I mean, there's no accounting for my flavor.
This
profile,
suffers
obviously.
From one of my main problems with a lot of Shark Tank products, which is that there are too many fonts on it. There's 50 fonts on the packaging of the Scrub Daddy.
You know, and in the episode, they wanted to rebrand it.
Lori's always crowing about how great she is at design. Did you know she sold almost $500 million in products on QVC? I don't know if she's ever mentioned that. But she really highlights her expertise. Listen, I know about this. What I do with design, I have a jewelry box patent. But then you get all these fonts. Like, what's happening?
Wow, you could just really go to town with this guy.
It's also great at cleaning water bottles. It's just...
Okay.
It is safe free. To put on your Tesla if you want to
That's
clean
very
your
specific.
Car. all right. Would you like to open the rest?
Oh, wait. There's another. There's more in here.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I've also got a pack of Dude Wipes.
My second favorite Shark Tank product.
Dude Wipes.
Flushable and biodegradable. 48 flushable wipes. Now, okay. I have a lot of questions about this.
That's one of my favorite segments ever.
They're from Chicago. Mm-hmm. Great. So this is when you shit yourself and you need to clean it. And it's such a mess that honestly you sort of evaluate the situation tactically and you're like, I simply cannot accomplish this job with the weapons of conventional warfare.
There's too much shit. It is too wet and it is everywhere. But I don't want to use a baby wipe.
My masculinity is so fragile that I cannot use a conventional wipe.
The explosiveness of my masculine poop requires a wipe that is gendered.
Now, can I just... Do you just go down the toilet with this?
Well, I mean, you can use it. Again, it is an all-purpose product. And in fact, I could not find these on Amazon. But if you decide that you really like them, they do come in small condom-shaped pouches for discreet use that you can keep in your wallet.
These aren't my poopy cleanup cloths. This is for intercourse with a lady.
It says for best flushability, use only one or two Dude Wipes per flush. But I will say, because sometimes I think you get a 4 or 5 wipe job.
I mean, in these times, you might need
they call it the Szechuan Quartet.
It's as Donald Rumsfeld said, you go to war with the army you have, not the army you want.
Please consult your plumber or landlord about the use of wipes. With that said, once you got wipes in the bathroom, you never go back.
Now, are you a white man?
You seem a little bit uncomfortable sharing this, Merlin.
Well, I don't want to cop to the fact that I'm flushing these things because it's bad. You see what's happening in London? It's crazy with wipes now, with all the wipes in the thing. Without saying too much, one of the members of our household has not graduated from using these. But the truth is, you know, Americans are monsters. We're like the only people in the world that take a dry piece of paper to clean shit off our ass. Everybody else in the world, like in Turkey, they're like, of course I use my hand, but I also use water and soap. Americans are animals with the dry wipe. I'm just saying, Max, Dude Wipe, you might want to try it.
They have a sort of cedary, masculine scent profile.
Mm. Yeah. God forbid you have a scent-free product to use on your anus.
What about my needs?
Oh, all right.
Good pick. Wow, you're really good.
These are good picks.
I wonder if people know that I watch Shark Tank. Merlin, I think you are up in the round robin.
Okay, Lee. Move my army guy and my ladybugs. I have another one here. I don't know if it's from you guys, but I'll open it up. This is a classic Amazon A1 box that many of you are familiar with. This will frequently be electronic items. Ooh, it is very hastily taped. I'm cutting. All right. This could just be printer ink or something. I don't know. Whoa. Oh. Oh! Whoa! Holy shit. Oh my god, it's an electronic yodeling pickle. I hope it's from you guys.
Yeah, that was mine.
Oh my god, I tried so hard, based on the time that I had, I tried so hard to find something that would make a noise. Max, I really wanted to get you some kind of a voice synthesizer.
Oh, okay. Like a T-Pain.
Like a T-Pain.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to be clear. I hit the button once.
That is never going to get old.
Oh.
No, that's the thing about something like this. That they make him look much more colorful on the front. On the front, he looks like a Bavarian guy. He's got the lederhosen. Oh, I should mention it's a pickle. It's pickle. He's wearing a Tyrolean hat. He's wearing a lederhosen, and he's got a beer. It looks, but really, it looks like, I don't know, if you could have a turd dildo. Where you wanted something naturalistic, like a green turd dildo. And then yodels. I will never get sick of that.
I'm more concerned about your bowel movements the more you describe them.
I mean, that's at least a 4-wipe operation to clean up from that. Minimum.
Das Mann wipes.
Oh.
Oh my God, thank you so much. I'm so not letting my daughter know we have this.
That's fun for the whole family. Now, between that and the soldier, I feel like you could really have a party.
You kidding me? With these ladybugs? I'm gonna get freaky up in this his house.
All right, Alex.
All right, I'm gonna go. I think this is from Max. You spelled the name of our show.
What did I say?
D-U-E. Oh. It's do. It's a verb. All right. Oh boy. So I've got a life straw. Personal water filter.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Oh. For my sensitive baby nose. Oh.
This is for when the when our public infrastructure degrades to the point that the water is no longer potable.
Oh, it's portable. Oh.
So you just, here's what you do. You put this in your bug out bag, and if you're on the run and you don't have the tablets or you can't boil water, you just drink the water through this straw, and it has active filtration, and it makes the water safe and clean to drink.
So
if you're in the street walking along, minding your business, and you're kicked into the gutter by a white nationalist, you could pull this out of your breast pocket and enjoy a little bit of puddle water while you're waiting for the ambulance that won't come.
This is actually extremely high-end and effective survival gear.
I'm actually very... So Merlin, it is... I initially thought it was something that you put on your faucet. No, no, no. You pour the water into one end, and then it has like a little sippy straw.
It's a straw. You just put the water
in. It is
in the
life straw.
So you put the one end in the water that you want to drink, and then you drink through the straw.
Like a human hamster.
And it has a helpful lanyard to put around.
Ladies,
that's for safety.
Oh, this is just great.
Yeah.
All right. I do have a.
So when we need to flee this country as refugees, you put that in your bug out bag.
Oh, this is so nice. It's so nice. I mean, sure. Let's be honest. We're having a little fun here, but we're really getting ready. We're getting ready for what life is gonna look like. I cannot afford the medicine for my child. Will you accept 1,500 ladybugs?
Merlin, what will be more important than laughter?
Oh, does anybody remember laughter? Oh, it's going to be so important.
That's the thing, too, is here's the thing, is that when we're trying to get into the good survival compounds and you get to the gate after your long journey and you're tired and you're dehydrated and you're like, please let me in. I can contribute to your society. And they'll say, what do you do? And, you know, you'll have the pickle.
I complain on the internet, but I do have a singing plastic pickle.
And I'll say, listen, I know how to... I am one of the best living people at writing novelty card games.
You will be provisionally acceptable for being made into sandwiches.
I feel like I'm so set to go. I've got some stickers to eat. I've got pens... to send help messages to. I mean, I obviously cannot tear a page out of this moleskin notebook, so I'll have to figure that out. But all right.
You shouldn't even probably use it. Shouldn't even open it at all.
I have not yet. I have not broke the cellophane.
All right, should I do... I'm going to do another... I'll do another Merlin bag here.
Oh, there's another bag?
Oh, yes, there's a whole other bag here. Oh, I don't know. This could be an Alex bag.
This might be an Alex bag.
Okay, let's see. All right. Oh, my goodness. Holy shit. Okay. This is a Play-Doh pizza party set. Oh, my God. This looks incredible. This is an incredibly intricate sort of Play-Doh playset. Now, I'll tell you where I've seen these. So I'm familiar with this, and I don't know. It's just a thing that I enjoy watching and I'm aware of is the Play-Doh community on YouTube. Now, on YouTube, the most watched videos that are not music are these videos of adults playing with Play-Doh with sort of like repetitive music. And these videos are like 6 hours long. And like kids and autistic people love these videos. And I don't know. I just find them very soothing and fun to watch for no reason.
Max introduced this genre of YouTube video to me, and the night of the election, I just laid on my floor and watched Play-Doh videos.
They're very relaxed. They're very relaxing, and I really enjoy them. And there's another one in here. This is a Play-Doh Fun Factory. Okay, so this is like an extruder. Holy shit! And you can make rib. Oh boy, does this come with the Play-Doh? I'm gonna open this right now.
I think you're up, Merlin.
Well, I think that's everything.
I also sent you Play-Doh products, but the Amazon man seems to be lost. But you have...
Wait, so there was nothing else that you received? Because I thought there was something else that was in there.
I definitely sent Merlin something
else.
What'd you get?
Was there something else? Did it show up? What was it?
It wasn't
Is it something
bad.
I would have received yesterday?
Yes.
You promise that this is from you?
I thought it was a useful, and now as we continue our conversation, it seems like it's a more useful product.
Okay,
I've got
a purple Play-Doh here. Go on.
I think all of us use the nose blaster to...
Okay, I'm feeling better already.
Yeah, we use the nose blaster to keep the top of ourselves clean. Oop. And I sent something to help with some other parts of your body.
I'll bite. Max, let's see. Max, did you get one of these too?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, Alex sent me a douche. It's a douche.
Wow,
I'm going to read you because I had
so
to open
handy.
It. There's no note inside. Mm-hmm. I usually let my daughter open my packages because she's always really excited about
I'm
it.
So, sorry.
So here it is. The description on here is douche and enema flush bulb, flex tip cleaning bulb, portable insert vaginal douche.
This is supposed to be the bespoke anal douche.
I can make a football.
Oh, man.
It just squeezes right out of there.
Oh, this is, wow, my gosh, this is very upsetting, because I thought, now I feel better now, and I don't want to encourage people to send me douches, but I thought, well, that's a pretty sick burn.
No,
send
no,
me an
no,
anonymous
no.
douche? Did I read too much into it? You really feel like this is going to be helpful. So when I'm done cleaning my teeth while I watch Westworld, I stick this up my ass.
Yes.
And then I get all my vaginal parts out.
It's just basically a nose blaster for for your ass.
Now you have to filter the water or you will get an amoeba.
No, but here's the thing. It was also supposed to come with some bespoke water-based lube.
Nice.
I think I don't know if this is my fault, but I believe... They sent the wrong thing. So you should have received the Shibari Personal Lubricant, 8 ounces. So it's like a starter pack.
I'll let my daughter open that up. This is going to be so handy. What's interesting, though, is it's a bulb with a screw thing on the end.
You know, I mean, they're both holes. It's probably...
Yeah, you know what? It's compatible. Yeah. It's like Lego. Mm-hmm. It all snaps together.
Exactly.
I'm going to try this. I'll try this as soon as I'm done here. I'll let ladybugs watch me. I'm an army man. Now, Max, you've got dude wipes that can help you clean up when you're done.
I have extruded a sort of football-shaped line of Play-Doh, and I'm going to make it into a little ring. What a great day.
I was also going to send Max what I like to just... I feel like they should just be called bottom blasters, really. But I was worried about my job, so he did not get an anal douche. Merlin, if it makes you feel better, you also have some Play-Doh toys on the way. And also, it includes an AT-AT Play-Doh, like, creation set.
No,
and it was not
up.
Available for Amazon Prime Now in Chicago, and I'm very jealous. So please let your daughter open that. It is a Prime Now package.
Well, I might be doing a little bit of vetting in the near future. I will also say that guaranteed delivery for the 18th, two dental packages to you guys will be arriving at the office.
Is that? Oh, no. Dear Lord. Okay.
Click, click, click.
I guess I assumed that the address you sent us was your office.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
God, this turned out better than I expected. I think we all got some stuff we could really use. You know, it's like Donald Rumsfeld said, you don't always get the gift that you want, you get the gift that you need. And I needed a douche.
I've got one more here.
All right.
I think I need my keys to open this one.
Wait, is that a Prime?
This is a, yes. There's a difference between Prime and Prime Now. Prime Now is like.
Got it. Okay.
Well, that's usually a grocery bag.
But that's not a Prime Now.
No, it is. Okay. It is something premieres 11/18 according. Oh, the ground. I don't know what that is. All right. What is. Oh, all right. So I've got a ninja keychain. I'm going to kill a man with this.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh my
gosh. What is it? Describe it.
So, all right. The box is coming open. Oh, you hear it? Oh my God. Wait. Okay. So it's at first you think like it is some sort of tool. Except I feel like I would hold this, and it's not quite like brass knuckles, but it is a like something that Daredevil would use to punch somebody because there are two like spikes coming out of it. Like
Whoa.
Like you could stab somebody with the front and then punch somebody with the sides. Is that what is
Yeah, it's
supposed
called a,
to happen?
It's called a kubaton, and it's basically it is street legal for you to carry this, and you can use it as a keychain. You put your keys on it. There's many ways to use this to kill someone if they make if they make a comment or harass you.
Oh man, this is good. Okay, and then I don't know if this is street legal. Mm-hmm. Prudence cartoon cat.
This one is of slightly dicier legality.
Oh no.
Now this is a set of two, so there's one for you and one for Mel.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now this is another keychain.
Oh.
Now this is an adorable cartoon cat figure. It's a little sculpture of an adorable cartoon cat.
Aw.
And it's nothing more than that.
No, it's not something that I could use to punch somebody.
Yeah,
and,
it's
cartoon
it's a kind of,
cat self-defense chain?
That's the one. Yeah, it's a kind of a bladed brass knuckle apparatus in the
oh my
shape
God.
Of a cat.
This is the most adorable weapon I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that face.
Yeah, these are just some tools that, you know, I thought that you guys would enjoy having.
Oh, all right, so also... Some safety care fiber. Oh, this is just rope that can't be set on fire.
So it's pretty cool. This is a Kevlar shoelace. So you lace let me tell you what you do with this. You lace your boots with this. It's pretty much indestructible and it'll last a long time.
Oh, it's like parachute cord?
It's like parachute cord. But here's the cool thing. If you are ever restrained by like law enforcement with those zip ties like they do at a protest... You put the zip ties up against the shoelace, and then you just pull, and this is has much more tensile strength, and it just cuts through it like butter.
See, oh, my God.
I immediately went to, if I'm in a situation which I need to hang myself, this is a
Sure.
Great...
I mean, no, it's good for that, too.
Oh, somebody didn't hear your safe word.
Yeah. Oh, and my favorite, emergency food rations, a 3,600. Trip calorie bar. It is ready to eat, full of vitamins and minerals, and it has a 5-year shelf life.
What could possibly go wrong?
Merlin, I just ate 5 stickers. I mean,
but they look like food.
I tried to find you the most flavorless one that they made.
This is definitely, oh my gosh. I almost want to open and eat this now.
No, don't do that.
It's not.
Just have a couple stickers.
Happen. Yeah, I'll just eat some more stickers. Oh man. Okay, Max, I believe you have one more.
Okay, was that it? There's some more stuff. There should be some more stuff in there.
Are these lockpick keys? Wait, tactical.
I could open my douche again.
Oh, this. All right. So I've got a handcuff. handcuff key chain. So it looks like a regular set of keys, but I'm assuming the description's like cut off.
Yeah. So here's what this does. Almost all handcuffs unlock with just a standard key. And here's what you do with this. These are tiny little keys that will unlock a standard set of like police handcuffs. You sew this into the back of your blue jeans. And then if you're ever handcuffed behind your back, they handcuff you with your hands behind your back, you've got the key right there.
God, I want to see your browser history. That's amazing.
Yeah.
The thing is about you, Max, you got your mind right.
I mean, yeah. I've been, all my paranoid fantasies are coming to bear. It's pretty cool.
It's like free Westworld.
Free Westworld.
Except you're the host.
Yeah. All right, I've got one more package here. This one says lithium ion battery. Do not load or transport package if damaged. Let's open this up. Okay, this is another Amazon Prime. And this is, okay, it's some sort of blue tech box. What am I looking at here?
So.
Oh, it's a cell phone.
It is indeed.
It's a Samsung. Whoa. Is this going to explode?
I was told that this was the phone that is easiest to secure, despite it being an Android phone, in case you want to, you know, encrypt communications, and the easiest to destroy. You can just snap it in half.
Whoa.
Oh, it's a burner.
Yes. For
okay. Yeah. No contract, so you just use it and throw it out.
Right, right.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Oh, I like this. Okay. I'm just going to go crazy and open this guy.
I wouldn't even turn it on, though. Don't turn it on.
That's how they get you.
That's how they get you. Save it.
Okay.
Save it. Wrap it up in aluminum foil. You put it in a coffee can, then you freeze that. Then you throw the freezer away. You don't want what's called plausible deniability. Do not turn it on. Do not get it any. Okay. Don't get it near a microwave.
I'm going to need to get a lot of fingerprints on this. I'm going to need everyone in the office to handle this phone.
You should do that. It'd be like a ropes course. Hey, let's do a fun thing. Everybody touch my phone.
So do you just use the phone to...
It's just like the shittiest Android phone, and...
So yeah, but how do you put minutes on it?
I think it's preloaded, right? That's the nature of the burner, is it comes with minutes on it, right?
Okay, I see. There's a little card in here, and you call a phone number, and you just activate it. Okay. Wow, this is handy.
Damn, son, you guys are set.
And it is $13, so you could just, you know, bulk
what?
Order these. Yeah.
Did you get this on... You got it on Amazon?
Yeah, yeah.
Amazon $13 phone.
But there's like a record of this phone being sent to me though.
That's very true. So I wouldn't use this one. I would just go into
It's more
like,
of the concept that you've gifted me.
Yeah, exactly. I would suggest like the wire situation. You send an intern to just go across state lines to buy
Yeah, go to New Jersey and buy a bunch of burners.
Yeah. Have you seen The Wire, Merlin?
What is that? No, that's a TV show?
Yeah.
I've heard good things.
It's like a novel for television.
Meaning I pretend to read it?
Mm-hmm.
You know what else you could do? Some people do this with Safeway cards. People have done this for years where they don't want to be, they want to anonymize. So sometimes people will just, when they're out for drinks, everybody swaps Safeway cards. So you still get the same discount, but it totally screws with their algorithm. And so what you need to go find a meetup somewhere. Like, they call it an air gap. You go somewhere and then you swap $13 phones with all your comrades.
Ooh, I don't want that though. I don't want that drone strike called in on me because I'm carrying someone else's phone, you know?
Oh, very true.
I got everything I need. I'm happy as a clam right here. Let's bring this guy back for this. Oh, yeah. Can't get sick of it. It just kind of keeps going, doesn't it?